that's a beautiful mess. Shane and Louise, no need to impress. Stories, rants, and a laugh or two. And don't forget Tessie, the dog's here too. It's serious, it's silly, it's off the wall. Sort of a show, not a show at all. Sort of a in a podcast crown.
I think I half told you about my amazing deal that I got with Sky.
Oh, you're tailing, didn't you?
Yes.
Tell all the pounders, because this is amazing.
This was the best thing ever. So
you need to hashtag or
hashtag Sky, Sky. Yeah, because they did fucking brilliant on this.
I've got to tell you about my Nikes, haven't I?
You're what?
My Nikes.
Oh, yes, yeah.
It's fine. Maybe we can do that in another episode. So I should have put them on, shouldn't I?
You should have.
If they were less orgasmic today.
Oh, is it because you're finished orgasming and the sensation wasn't as
just
good.
I must have done 10,000 steps walking around the house going, oh my God. Oh, we're gonna have to tell everybody now, else it's just random,
yeah,
isn't it?
You're gonna have to
so
tell them
I bought a pair of Nike Air Maxes yesterday, and I've never had anything more comfortable on my feet. It's like you're not even walking. It's like, it's the weirdest sensation. It is like you are floating.
Because I've heard of them, and
air.
I know they're called
Nike Air Max.
Air.
Yeah. Nike Air Max. Yeah. Yeah, and they've almost got like see-through bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture of them. But it's like, but it's a big thing. And you're taller as well. And I like being taller, but still not wearing high heels, or because it's flat,
yeah,
still.
Yeah.
And it's just like, but honest to God, it was just like, what did I say to you on text? It's like my feet are having their own little orgasm. It's just like, I am not kidding. They just, like, I got them. What time did they arrive? About in the morning. And I'd already been out. We'd been on a really, really long walk. And then we'd come back and these shoes were there. And I must have walked around the house, and the house isn't that big for hours, just like bouncing up and down and
floating
like,
on air.
It's like, oh my God. It's like, they are amazing. Took the dog out in them because I bought them for like for summer dog walking rather than wellies. And they were brilliant, but like there was just something about getting them the first time. But I think I just kept them on for too long yesterday. That was it. I was actually looking forward to getting up to put my shoes on. That's a ridiculous thing to say, isn't it? But
yes.
But yeah. Brilliant. Nike Air Max, get those. Because the thing is, I don't like chunky trainers normally because I've got really small feet and the only skinny bit of me is my legs, really. So I think anything big on the bottom of my feet looks stupid because I've got like skinny legs.
Yeah.
And then I've got small feet. So I thought, oh, I'm not going to like a big trainer. Oh, love them. Love them.
I could do with some new ones because when I had my feet done, when I thought my feet were causing my knee problems, I got them A6.
Yeah.
They're brilliant.
They're meant to be amazing.
Like, really, really good.
Yeah. Proper runner shoes, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could do, maybe if Nike wants to sponsor the podcast and send some freebies and we'll do a review.
Yeah. So as marketing a Nike game, say, so yeah, let's get that list. Where are Louise and Shane on that list?
Oh, keep going, hang on. Let's get the scroll.
Like Santa Claus. Where are Shane and Louise on that list?
Oh, not even on this one.
So, yeah, when Nike come knocking on our door. Yeah. But, yeah, honestly, the Nike Air Max.
I've never ever thought about getting them, though.
And they're not pretty looking shoes.
Yeah, but that doesn't bother me. Like, if they're like the...
They are. I am not kidding. They are, like, it is a sensation.
Like it, no other.
It really is. It's like... It's like being weightless. It's the weirdest thing. Oh, and I wasn't just walking. I was like jumping around because it's just like, it's yeah. What were we talking about anyway? So digress.
Oh, yeah.
So
great deals. Yeah. So I noticed that come out was the internet come out.
And the internet like come out?
The broadband amount right, come out of the bank.
And it gone up?
Well, by like 3 times. So I was like, fucking
when you
hell.
Come off your deals, and they're not and good at telling you coming, and they do.
Well,
or
they do, but because you get so them. Much spam email,
yeah.
Like you don't
exactly.
actually
no,
look.
No, I was the same. I didn't look.
And so I thought, right, I want to try change. So I went on the compare websites where you can like.
I don't know if you do it for your broadband, to be fair.
You could do it for everything. I think I might have gone on like compare the market, or I think it's U Switch or something.
Okay.
And I saw that Now / TV Sky had quite a good deal on for internet. And so I filled in all the things in. And because of the setup of how the whole yard it was once upon a time, it's really hard for them to find the line.
Right, okay.
So in the where we live, it used to be offices.
Right, okay.
So they used to have, do you remember, like the telephone systems at our old work? You could dial extension numbers. Yeah. And we've got all them sockets still in the house.
Oh, okay.
But they disconnected all that and they just turned it into one.
Okay.
Because I remember when we first tried to get internet here, it was a nightmare for them to try find the line.
Yeah.
And that's why I didn't change, like, when the first contract was up. I just renewed it with...
Well, this is the same... This is... I had a nightmare with GigaClear because... I know it must be the same for other providers as well, but Sky use BT's lines or whatever they're called, or Openreach. Yeah, yeah. They all use the same system. So if you go on to Sky... And you know where your BT line is. You've had BT before. That's like dead easy. But when GigaClear, I was going to have GigaClear so I can get GigaClear. And they were like 18 quid a month or something. And they had to, but to get from their fibre lines to their lines, they couldn't do the same. They were having to throw it over people's like roofs and stuff. Oh. And they were having to get permission from other people. And they were having to do this. So it's just like, and they were an absolute nightmare to deal with. And they said, we were going to come on. So I'd cancelled. I hadn't realised that this was an issue. Right. So I'd cancelled my old broadband and they were going to come on this certain day to fit it. And I just thought it'd be the same as any other broadband. You'd just get a new router and that'd be it. No, they didn't turn up when they said they were going to do. Then they did turn up and then they couldn't find whatever they needed to find and then realised they got to throw it over roofs and get permission from all the neighbours and stuff.
What, like the cables?
Yeah, but at which point I had then got to go back to Sky or BT or whoever I was with at the time and basically say, yeah, I need to keep my broadband, thanks. And it got so annoyed with GigaClear that I had to say, take me off all your mailing lists. I don't want anything to do with you. They were a nightmare.
Really?
A nightmare. Yeah. But anyway, sorry, digress. So tell me about your Sky story. So you're comparing the market.
And then I saw that, oh, Sky's the best one. So then I go onto the website, start putting in the address and details and stuff, and get to the end, and it like fails. I was like, oh, let me try it again, just in case. You know when something times out?
Yeah, yeah.
Put all the details in again. Failed again. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to ring them. Talk to an actual human.
So I don't mind talking to a human.
This one was all right, actually.
No, the Sky people are brilliant. Yeah, I mean, brilliant. They're so good.
And so I rang up and I was like, I hope you can help. I've been trying to change the internet, but I'm having like mega
I had to ring them up when I was changing mine.
Because for whatever reason, I was like, this error has come up on the screen. He's like, oh, okay, let me try help. He was like, what was the deal that you saw? And I was like, it was just a normal broadband for like 23 quid or something.
Yeah, I think mine's 21. Something like the standard thing,
whatever it is. He was like, let me try to. And I was on the phone for probably a half hour at this point, and he's trying to find the line. And he was like, is there any other like details like in your PlusNet account? So I'm literally logged into that, giving him everything that's on there. Yeah, yeah. So they couldn't find it. So I'm having to go onto their website at the same time, like tell them what I think the potential address could be because the address isn't right.
Oh, great.
Because, like, that's Big House is one.
Okay.
And then we're also that, but we're the stables.
Right.
And then you've got the three cottages.
Yep.
And then the same postcode over there is another farm.
Yes, where you've it got is, because same... I have been there.
Yeah. Yeah, then you've got the same problem and it couldn't find it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, well, it could be this, but there's, like, loads of ones listed. Went through all of them. He couldn't find his. I'm really sorry. He was so apologetic. Oh, it's not your fault.
No, Sky customer service. I think it used to have an awful reputation. They were brilliant.
So he was like, can I just put you on hold and I'm going to come back? I was like, yeah, that's okay. And then he was like, I think we found it. I was like, well, that's good. And he was like, can you just confirm like the telephone number? Even though we don't have an actual telephone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw the number on our account. He's like, yep, that's the one. It's all connected. It says it's from your previous thing. It's like, what I want to do is I just want to throw in like a few extra things for you. It's like, well, add in Sky Essentials. I was like, well, what's that? And he was like, it's like the basic Sky channels like Sky Atlantic.
Oh, nice.
So like the equivalent of like HBO stuff. Like nice. Game of Thrones and all that stuff. I was like, oh, that's good. He was like, I can throw in Netflix for you too. And I was, he was like, have you got Netflix? I was like, yeah, we've already got it. I was like, Andy pays for it, so I'm not too bothered. He's like, yeah, but you can be saving some money here. And he was going to just do, he was like, what Netflix one have you got? Have you got like the basic? And I was like, hang on, let me log into Andy's Netflix. Let me see. I was like, oh no, we've got like the pro one. Like can have like 4K and stuff. He was like, I'll upgrade that for you. So we'll throw in Netflix.
Oh my God. So has Andy cancelled his Netflix now? I bet he's still got it, hasn't
he? No, it all like links.
Oh, okay.
And then he was like, oh, hang on, we're struggling with something. And I was like, okay. So he put me on hold for like another 10 minutes or whatever. He'd come back. He's like, would you like a new TV? I was like, what do you mean? He was like, this Sky Glass.
Have you had Sky Glass?
Sky Glass TV.
I've got Sky Glass.
And I was like, I was like, well, how much is all this going to cost me? It's like, well, I'm going to throw it in as part of the package. And I was like, what size is the TV? He was like, what have you currently got? And I was like, well, we've got a 65-inch one. He's like, we'll give you a 65-inch TV. And I'm like,
that's amazing.
And then he started telling me the price, the 40-something pound. I was like, so are you sure that includes all of this? He was like, yes. I was like, are you sure? I was like, I'm not suddenly going to get billed like 100 quid next month. And it's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, because it's just been so problematic.
I paid 13 quid and my Sky Glasses, it's the smallest one they do, I think, because I don't like big telly. I'm not a big telly person. Oh. I think it might be like 48 inch, something like that, which is quite big for me.
Yeah, it's still big, yeah.
But I pay 13 quid a month for just the Sky Glassy bit of it. And then it's like a phone contract. You know, you have your
you pay your big, it off, don't
yeah,
you?
The exactly. TV off, yeah. So I've only got
but five, zero interest
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of my Sky Glass. It's brilliant.
And then he was like, yep, because we're out of contract, he's like, that'll be set up for you on the Friday, the new router will come out, and then the Skyward TV will That's be delivered amazing. On the Saturday.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, are you sure?
That's amazing. So you've got new broadband,
I've got
Sky,
new broadband,
Netflix,
Sky,
and a free
Netflix,
telly.
And a TV.
That's amazing.
In
That's
probably
incredible.
The greatest deal that
is
I think
amazing.
I've ever got.
Do you know what, though? When I rang up Sky, well, the same sort of thing had happened. My, and you know me, I'm as tight as anything. Right. So my BT bill had gone up. I thought I was out of contract with them, and that's why it'd gone up.
But then they sneakily add it like every March or something,
yeah.
Don't they?
So, and actually, I don't think it was, I know it wasn't out of contract. It had just gone up in price. So I rang up, and there's a reason I stayed with BT. Because I once cut through the broadband line by accident when I was having my
mum did that at the her house. She was trimming the bushes. Trimming the bushes.
And we're stringing a bus.
And I remember we were in the house and then all of a sudden everything just went off. She was like, oh, I did see this weird cable and I thought it was just like a really old one. So I just like
same,
pulled it apart because it was one of the old copper ones.
Same. And I was having my blinds fitted and the guy said, what's this wire? And I said, oh, it's nothing. I've had the whole house rewired. It'll just be an old one. Cut
old
straight
one.
Through it. All of a sudden, couldn't do any work. Ah, oh, that was my broadband. And this was just before Christmas. This was maybe the 23rd of December.
Oh, no.
Something like this, right? And so I was ringing them up, absolutely begging them to like, because I knew that day.
Send me a new cable.
So it was okay because this was about lunchtime and it was just before lunchtime. And I thought, worst comes to worst, I'll have to take half a day's holiday from work. And then I think I was breaking up for Christmas anyway. But so I'm not going to have any broadband in my house whatsoever. I'm not going to be, because all my TV is on broadband.
Everything
is on broadband. So it was like absolutely like begging them. And it was just like, I live on my own. I've got nothing else. What am I going to do? I'm going to have to read a book.
I'm a single lady with a dog.
I didn't even have the dog back then.
Did you not?
I don't think I got the dog back then. I was getting some friends for Christmas anyway. And I was just like, and they were going, yeah, the first appointment we've got is like the 7th of June. No, 7th of January.
Oh, hell, 6 months.
I know, no, it's like, but it was still a way away. And then, so I was explaining, you know, and they said, we can potentially do it on the 31st, but we can't guarantee, right? And so I was packing everything into the car. I was putting all the presents into the car. I was packing stuff up because I thought, I can't live like this. I'm just going to have to go and stay at my friend's for like a week, which, you know, would have killed me as well. But it was the better of two evils. Anyway, so I'm packing up the car and this broadband open reach van pulls up.
Oh.
Like 20 minutes after we got off the phone. And they said, yeah, they just put it on the system and I just saw it and said, yeah, so this is my last job before a breakup. I've got 5 kids. Said, I'm going to make this job last as long as I humanly can. For a while, and he said, so in order to make this job last a bit longer so that I can break up afterwards, I'm going to give you the best broadband. And I've got this cable, this broadband cable, which, like, bear in mind, like, the little tiny thing, which I thought was an old phone line or something. Yeah. I've now got this, like, uber, like, fuck off big broadband cable. For a while I had the best broadband in Chipping Norton, got like mad broadband, and he was there for like 3 hours, but I'd got my broadband back. And he said, yeah, we just saw it flash up, there was somebody available, so we came and did it. So it was just it was brilliant. So every time, even though I was massively overpaying from broadband for probably years afterwards.
Made up for it because
I just thought, I've got a lot of loyalty. And I did, and renegotiated it at least once or something and put it back on, but wouldn't go. And then this time, and I'm sure they just put up the price without, as you said, you get a lot of spam,
don't you?
It really had gone up. Like, it wasn't just a couple of quid, I don't think. It'd gone up
doubled
quite,
or something.
It'd gone, yeah, and it was quite a bit, even though it wasn't out of contract. So anyway, and it's all so quick when you do it. And basically, as soon as they say that you're going to become a new customer, it goes straight to BT, but you get a text from BT. And then BT called me as well going, is there anything we can do? Blah, 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 blah. And I got a text straight away. But saying you're still in contract and you're going to get charged 88 quid because you're still in contract. So I said to them, I've just had this text. I was still on the phone to them. I said, I've just had this text from BT saying I'm not out of contract, but they're going to charge me 88 quid. And said, oh, well, that's fine. Sky have got this thing up to 100 quid that if you do come out of contract with somebody else,
oh, they
and you
pay
go on
it
to
off,
Sky,
doesn't
they
it?
Pay it. And them to set it up was so easy. They sent me a link. And you go onto it and you've got to do a screenshot of your bank statement to prove that it's come out. And then BT send you a thing saying we're taking this. So we just took a photo of that, uploaded both of them, said what it was. And they immediately, like, I am not joking, within maybe half an hour of me sending this email to Sky, they'd credited my Sky account. You don't get 88 quid money.
Yeah,
But bear in mind, my Sky broadband, I think, is 21 quid. They then gave me 88 quid. So it's paid for itself for 4 months. So it's like, that's brilliant. Well, I can't fault Sky.
Well, no, nor can I, because there's one last bit that they did. I forgot about this bit. They were like, have you got any, like, one else in... As we were setting it up, I suddenly thought, oh, shit. I was like, I can't use my email because that's registered with Mum and Dad's Sky account.
Okay.
He was like, perfect. We're going to say that they referred you and you're both going to get a £100 gift voucher.
No.
I was like, what the
fuck? Oh, my God.
It was like probably the greatest deal of all deals that day.
That's amazing. That,
like,
is amazing.
You cannot get a better deal.
I'm not joking. Like, this guy was just like, no, we're going to do it. We're going to, like, I probably told him the broadband story, but he was just like...
They're really nice as well. He was the one that gave me the recommend. He was like, so what good things you've been watching on TV? Like, because we were like waiting for the engineering people to do whatever they were doing.
She's lost that ball, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Was one of us going to get it? Go on, tell him the last bit of the story.
And he was like, oh, so what good things have you been watching on the TV? And I was like, oh, there's nothing really good on. He's like, I tell you what you need to watch, Black Mirror. And I haven't, have you seen it?
If it's the one that I'm thinking of, I've seen a few of them.
Because each
one's
like...
Is it Charlie Brooker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Each one's like a separate...
Yeah, it is. Some of it is fucked up. So yeah, so that Black Mirror's that Charlie Brooker, isn't it? And I don't think you could ever be... It messes with your head so much, like so much, that I don't think you could... I couldn't binge them. I binge easy watch stuff. Oh, not even stuff that's easy watch, but it's like adolescence. I couldn't watch adolescence all the way through. I'd got to give myself
almost
like a mental health break.
Yeah.
But But I couldn't watch them all. I could watch them individually. But I think you've also got to be like absolutely in the right
headspace.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't want your head messed with.
Because I said to him, I was like, is it similar to American Horror Story? Did you watch that?
I think I might have started it.
Because that's where they
had
a series as a, like, one series was one story, and then it would be a different story for the next series.
Right, okay. No. Did I start watching? I think I started watching it. I thought, oh, I don't really like this. A bit too dark. But yeah.
But yeah, that is greatest deal of the year.
And honestly, genuine, and we're not trying to get free stuff because it sounds like we've both got as much free stuff as we can possibly get anyway. But genuinely, I think Sky back in the day, and I mean really back in the day, like a decade ago, I think their customer service had got a really bad rep. I think it had. I think it was Sky who got a real... No, it was. It was... Yeah, I remember when I think it was first meeting with this guy, and I think his router used to get wet somehow, or the line used to get wet. And they used to be a lot of shit at, like, they used to make him do ping tests or whatever.
Yeah.
And they never sort it out, and he used to have to ring, and it was a I used to hate speaking to them, but I have not got anything but positivity about. It was so easy to do. And even then, I worked out that over 2 years, my 88 quid had been like next to nothing every month. Just lost that fucking ball again. But yeah, so we worked out that even if I had to pay the 88 quid, it'd be next to nothing, and it was still better. I'm sure with my BT had gone up from like 23 quid to 41, something like that. It was just like...
Yeah.
So it's just like, no, and they were like uber helpful. Yes,
I was so impressed because normally I don't like talking to people.
This isn't really a shout out for Sky, but we've both just recently had just the best. So we should call this episode Sky.
Sky.
Yeah.
But we want to know Pounder's best deals that they've got.
So we've become a consumer.
We've become a consumer episode, this one.
Yeah. We're like the witch of.
Oh, yeah. I was like, witch? No, I'm not a witch.
W-H-I-C. Hey, Boo. Where did it go? Where did it go? I haven't got it, Boo. Right, shall we say bye?
I was here, Tessie.
Where is it, Tess? Where's it, Tescaboo? There.
Yeah, the greatest deals that the Pounders have got. Because I also got an Amazon voucher as well because I complained that they were shoving our parcels over the gate.
Really?
I did a proper Karen and they gave me £20 gift voucher.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like 20 quid for an hour on the chat.
I'll tell you what, like fucking every though.
They're the worst.
They are so awful. The time that they left a TV on my doorstep, my doorstep is right next to the road, brilliant, as all the kids are walking past. It was fine, but even so, it was dumbass stupid. It was funny, it was at work when they sent my photo, and I remember saying to Leo, look whatever you've done. Because it wasn't in a box in a box, it was just a box, it was just the TV box. The other day, I'd ordered a dress from Ted Baker for Ascot. It's got to go back because it's a bit big and it's too long, which is really irritating. I thought I'd just ordered the same dress as I got last year, but in a different colour. No, it's different. It's wrong. So it's got to go back. They'd left that behind like the plant pot. To be fair, he had hidden it well. But they're not bothered. They will just leave stuff.
I remember once when we lived in the Brackley house, I'd ordered a microwave.
Microwave.
And I remember getting the notification saying it had been delivered. I was like, where the fuck is it? And I don't know if you remember the garden there.
I do, because we had a party in it.
Oh, yeah. It was like walled and fenced.
Yeah.
And the gate at the back was usually locked. I remember I come home one day from work. And there it is, by the back door.
So you had to climb over the fence?
So either they chucked it, the microwave, and it landed in that spot, or they climbed over the fence and left it there.
Oh, my God.
So, yes, send us in any of your best deals.
Yeah.
Things that you've got.
And try ours. Try it on with, Sky. Yes. Sky, great.
They are great. Cool. Episode not sponsored by Sky, just for
illegal,
but it should have been. So until...
Again, up there with Nike.
We were not sponsored by Nike or Sky, but we should have been. Send us freebies.
See you soon. See you next week.
Bye.